Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome to an hour of mind power. Wherever you are, I hope that the Ides of Summer are beginning to tickle your weather patterns, because they certainly are here in the Pacific Northwest. Can't believe it, we've actually had 3 days in a row where the sun is shining, has been shining. Oh, it's totally, absolutely invigorating. Well, we've got an invigorating topic today. It is mindfulness. It's a great way to start the week. And my guest is Karen Sherman. Her book is Mindfulness and the Art of Choice. And I know we're pummeled every day with the fact of there isn't choice, there isn't this, there isn't that. Well, today we're going to give you an opportunity to look at what your choices might be and why they're available to you. Karen Sherman, I want to welcome you to the show.
Hi, Donna. So nice to be here with you.
Well, it is a pleasure. You really believe that all of us are entitled to the opportunity of having whatever the good life might be for us as individuals. And I say it in that way because each of us have our own desires, dreams, things that mean a lot to us, not just things, but feelings and values that mean a lot. And you yourself have been in private practice for a number of years, but you do some things that I've not known many people to do. You're a featured writer on Yahoo Personals, and you have a weekly blog on thirdage.com. You have contributed articles to a number of different magazines, and you have done workshops throughout the country, and you currently serve on the faculty at CW Post University. You are a member of a number of different groups. Mindfulness. Why did you feel it was important to sit down and write this power-packed book? And it's not a big book, but it's really power-packed with perspectives that you, as a professional and on a personal level, have observed. Why?
Well, I think the last part of what you said was about the personal part. And what happened, Donna, is that, I went through something that was very traumatic for me personally, went into an emotional tailspin. And as a result of it, I realized that I had a choice. I could continue falling down, and not really wanting to face my pain anymore, or I could choose to face the ghosts of my past, shall we say, and deal with it so that I could really live my life more fully. And that was obviously the choice that I made. With the help of a very gifted therapist, I learned certain tools and then continued to use them with my clients and saw that they were so helpful and different than what I had been trained to do as a professional, that I said, I've got to let other people know about this rather than just the people that I work with in my private practice.
Well, I have to compliment you for doing that. I think all too many times there are many people that are in the counseling position that do not want to share. I will use that terminology. They don't want to share what they know. It's like some great big holier-than-thou secret. And the reality is, life is a tough proposition, and I don't know of anybody that's not going to get kicked in the mental can and even the physical can at one time or another. And when we can become aware of tools that can empower other people to take charge of their lives, I think that is a tremendous asset. And I really believe that the more you're able to share with people, the more you're going to have returned to you. And I think that's really what I felt was behind your book. In many ways.
Yes, thank you, and thank you for acknowledging that. You know, the truth is that at the beginning of the book, I do tell my story, and I did that because I wanted people to know that I was not just a psychologist that was talking out of my books, but that I had felt the pain and that I knew firsthand what it was like. And that if I had gone through the struggle, it was something that I truly believe is something that is open and available to everybody else as well. And I feel many times, even when I'm practicing, I am willing to share. And you're right, a lot of people in my field don't do that. And you know what, Donna? Nobody ever runs out of here saying, oh, my God, she's crazy. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't sit and gab. But it lets people know, wow, you know, there are other people who have gone through this and can live through this and get through it and then come out the other side of it.
Absolutely. And I think that's what's important. That is so very important when you can give people some tools. Now, one of the points that you bring out in your book right off the bat is that you cannot control everything in your life, but you can control how you react to things. And sometimes that takes practice because we have been, in many instances, hardwired with a certain response patterning.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes mindfulness to go, wait a minute. What, I don't know the facts yet. I'm not going to react until I have the information I need.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing to deal with CPR when you know someone's going through a certain physical situation and you automatically kick into that. It's another thing when you have a financial decision or you have some other things that are facing you. You need to know that you have options that you can work with. And reaction is something that we can train ourselves to have dominance over.
The only correction I would make to what you said, because it was so beautifully stated, was right in the beginning when you said we don't have control over many things. The truth of the matter is we don't have control over anything or anybody. And the only thing we have control over is our reactions. But you are so right. You know, it is hardwired. These reactions that we have are hardwired into us. And so it is a process. You're not going to be able to make these changes overnight. But we can learn how to heal the wounds from the past that have caused us to have these reactions, and in so doing, not have the reactions anymore, which then allows you to think more clearly, because when you're emotional, you can't think. Your emotions sort of flood you, and you're not clear to be able to consider all the different choices and possibilities that are open to you.
I agree. I think sometimes life is like a boot camp. And we go in, and if we're fortunate, we'll have a good sergeant somewhere in the, parameter that says, okay, you didn't do it well going left. Let's try it a little bit 45 degrees to the right and try it again until you get it right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
you know,
we redo that hard wiring. And boy, I'll tell you, I've had a few of those under the wire experiences where the universe just seemed to be screaming at me, said, haven't you gotten it right yet,
yep,
Donna?
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, the truth of the matter is, Donna, I think that many times it's unfortunate, but many times we have to hit rock bottom, or as you say, go to a good boot camp, in order for us to sort of have our wake up call and say, wait a minute, I don't want to keep living like this anymore. And then, you know, you decide to make changes in your life.
You have a chapter on how to read the body. This is something that I can remember when I was 20 years of age, and I had a very serious level of pain internally in my body. And I can remember being the staunch, I won't tell anybody type of a person, walking over 3 miles to get to a physician because I didn't have any transportation. I get there, the doctor says, I don't believe this. How could you even move? Because I had an internal condition that was very, very severe.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what do you mean? And he said, I don't know any patient that's ever gotten walking it over 3 miles. This is insane. Do you really want to?
Yeah.
And it's amazing how we will ignore, and I look back at that, and I was in my 20s, early 20s, and I thought, how did I do that?
Right.
And we do, we ignore the pain, but address this, because the body gives us information many times that we will ignore.
I I think you're so right that it is really important, you know, and that's why I spend so much time on it in the book. Anytime we have an emotion, there's always going to be a physical sensation that goes with it. Now, most of us, in our country at least, aren't even aware of that, because in our society, we are so trained to pay attention to our thinking process that it's almost like we're cut off at the necks. And so we ignore our bodies, just like you ignored your physical pain when you were 20. But if you start paying attention to your body, it will signal you. It will let you know that something is not quite right. There'll be tension. There'll be tightness. When everything is okay, your body is totally relaxed. It's totally calm. But again, as I said, when something is not okay, you're going to feel it in your body. So let's say that you notice that some incident just happened and you feel some tension in your body. Okay, that's your doorway. That's your way of saying, okay, what was it just now that really upset me? Or, you know, what is it that's getting triggered for me? Because my body's telling me that something's not okay. And so that's what I call you use your body as your barometer, so that you can use it as a way of checking in with yourself as to what's going on emotionally.
You talk also about becoming unfrozen.
Mm.
And this is an interesting term to use. Why did you choose it?
Well, because, you know, when we were talking a few moments ago about the term wired in, here's what happens. When we're kids, we are just working totally on experience. We're not able to think things through. The part of the brain that does thinking doesn't really come online until we're about 7 or 8 years old. So the early years are all experiences. And what we do as children is we do whatever will make our parents happy because we want them to love us. And so we don't know that if our parents are acting in a way that's dysfunctional or not in the ways that are best for us, that there's anything wrong. We have no standard of comparison. So we just do whatever makes them happy. And I'll give a concrete example. Let's say, for instance, that you've got the kind of mommy who puts you into an adult role much too soon and expects you to sort of take care of her needs and make her feel better. Well, you're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is that works for you. And now since that has worked for you as a little kid, you just keep doing it later on in life over and over and over again. That's what gets hardwired in. But later in life, it may not be serving you. You may end up being a caretaker and helping all sorts of people who are really not good for you. Maybe you're attracted to alcoholics or to drug addicts or whatever. But you're responding in this emotionally frozen way. You're not thinking about it. You're not mindful. You're not making that choice. You're merely repeating the pattern that you learned as a child. And that's why I call it emotionally frozen, or that the process is to teach you how to become emotionally unfrozen.
That is a challenge, because it will take a willingness to recognize that there is that paralysis. I'll use a different word.
Bingo.
A paralysis that doesn't enable you to recognize that you have total flexibility. You have complete capacity of choice. And
yes.
I think that you brought out a very good point, and that is if we don't have comparisons. I was in a conversation with someone just within this last week, and I said, if you take someone who has basically lived in an environment, let's call it a convent kind of an environment, they have been told what to think, they've been told how to dress, they have been told certain paradigms are what makes life what it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Then when they become actively involved in the world, they feel as if they're a misfit, and they don't have any awareness of their options because they have been given rules, if you will, And this can be from any group. It can be a religious group. It can be a family group. It can be a cultural environment. I mean, it can be 10, 1 billion different things. But they buy into that. And to start to think for themselves, they've got to know that there are some options.
Yes. Well, not only options, but that what they're doing or the results that they're getting are results that can be different. And mm-hmm. that they are responsible for making that change.
Right. I have to chuckle because it reminds me of a story of a very dear friend of mine who passed away, and I just love this. He said he used the story of his own life. He said that when he was a little boy growing up, he thought his mother was the greatest cook in the world. Mm-hmm. Then when he was in his late teens, he joined the Navy. He said, oh, my God, their food was wonderful. Oh, it was fabulous. And then he said he got married to his first wife, and she was a real good cook. And he said she was better than the Navy cook was. And then after that marriage dissolved and he got married to his second wife, he said she was a gourmet cook. And he said, my God, my mother was the worst cook in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I used
it's
that.
It's a wonderful story. It's a wonderful story.
He said all of these things that I said, and I laughed, and you know, it's one of those things, but he said, I didn't know any differently.
Of course, none of us do as children.
So here we are as adults even, and that's why I really think your book, Mindfulness and the Art of Choice, has so much value to it, because you made a very comprehensive publication that's easy for someone to pick up and to think about. And anytime we can empower ourselves with thinking and with an awareness of different thoughts, we go through, I think, what I almost want to say like a detachment. If we can stand back and not judgment and say, all right, let me evaluate this. It's like trying mm-hmm. out a new recipe.
Right, right. Of course, for many people, that's a scary thing to do.
Oh, absolutely.
It requires change.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's like we've been doing this other thing for so long, we don't have to think about it. And to do something different, we don't know what the end result is going to be. So a lot of people, even though they're not really happy with the results they're getting in whatever the situation is or the relationship is, they will continue to do it because at least they know it. It's comfortable.
Mm-hmm. That brings to mind something that I watched. This had to have been about 10 years ago. It was on about a reporter that had gone into, let's say, Harlem or Watts. That it was that kind of an environment. Very, very poor people, very difficult environment, gangs, everything else. He interviewed 10 different people. Each of these individuals had their own unique circumstances. One was a young woman that wanted to go to college. She was going to get an education. Another guy was a thief. He stole certain things, and he knew he'd gotten into trouble, and they were all in their teens. So he set up this project, and he said he was going to go back 10 years later. Of these 10 people that he interviewed, each of whom held pretty intelligent conversations with him about what they wanted to change in their lives, only one out of the 10 actually left the environment.
Mm.
Only one. The
Isn't
thief continued to be the thief, and he asked them, why? It was the very thing you have just said. They were not willing to make a change. Even though the one was the thief and ended up going to prison, and he knew what the outcome was going to be, he felt safer staying in his own environment
mm-hmm.
of thought and habit and patterning. And see, that is the challenge. There is a risk when you say, I want to better myself. I want to represent this, that, or the other, because that means you have to invest in you and you don't expect other people to do it. It's your job.
That's right.
It's your job.
It's so much easier to say, well, you did this and you did that, and that's why I'm like, you know, mm-hmm. the way I'm acting.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to, even if you did do X, Y, and Z, I still have a choice of how I respond to you. And
that is so important. Yeah. That is so important. You talk about observing one's own behavior and noting thoughts. What's a good way for someone to go about being mindful in doing this? Do you think a journal
would be
a good idea?
Well, this fits right into what we're saying, that the way to get this process going, and it is a process. Let me just step back for 1 second. It's a process. I think it's important for people to know that this is not going to take place overnight. This is a process, excuse me, and change does not take place in a constant upward situation. It's more like an upward spiral. So you go up and you slip down a little bit. You come back up and you slip down a little bit. Because I don't want people to think, oh, okay, I'm going to do this, I'm going to read this book, and in the next week I'm going to be a different person.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a very false expectation, and it would be doing yourself an injustice. Okay, that having been said, so first you have to say, okay, let's really look at the situation. Am I getting the results I want? You know, am I happy in my relationships? When I'm with friends, do I notice that when I say things that they get like a funny look on their face? Are people calling me back? Are people, you know, are males or females asking to be with me? You know, you've got to actually observe when you do something what happens. Because it can't be that everybody else has a problem. If you are starting to see that there is a theme or something that's running through that's similar with several different people, then the likelihood is that it's you. It can't be that every job you've gone to that the boss has had a problem. If every job you've gone to for some reason or other has not been suitable, then chances are that the constant is that you were at each of these jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that you're doing. And it's hard to be self-reflective. You know, Donna, I don't know if you've ever had this experience, but it, many, many years ago, when I would look in the mirror, I could put makeup on without looking at myself.
Or, oh, that's a very interesting thing.
Right, okay? It's very hard to look at yourself in the mirror and really look at yourself. And this, what I'm suggesting in this exercise of observing yourself is really saying, look at yourself. Look at what you're doing. Look at the way people react to you, because that's going to give you some insight as to what your behavior is and what needs to be changed.
Let's address something here, because this is on multiple levels when you say look at yourself. Many times people have an avoidance, just what you have mentioned. I'm thinking of a woman right now that I know of that is extremely bright. She is in her 40s. Her children are pretty much grown at this time. This is a woman that is dealing with a lot of issues, and I can remember talking to her and complimenting her on something that she had on one day because she's a woman of size. She hates it. And she dresses down, and she said, I don't like to go shopping because I hate the size that I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at her, and I said, you may be the size that you are, but you can be attractive.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do this, that you are not the size that you want to be. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
When we're 100 pounds overweight, that's a reality. It's difficult to move, and we don't like how we look. Now, she's dealing with certain medical issues, which are related in
mm-hmm.
part to this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very interesting if you're not, if you're a male or a female, if you don't keep yourself clean, if you are not willing to look the best you can look. It doesn't mean you have to go out and spend $5,000 on an outfit, but it is presenting yourself in an attractive way. People go out hunting for jobs, and they've got jeans on that have holes
right.
in the knees, or they haven't bathed and they reek, or they haven't brushed their teeth, or they've got 10,000 pounds of makeup, if they're women, on their face, or the guys go in with earrings up, you know, up and down their earlobes, and they go, gee, I don't understand. There are some facts here that you need to look at,
mm-hmm.
because if you were in the position of being the employer, if you were in the position of seeing you as you are, and being dressed like a punk rocker isn't appropriate,
mm-hmm.
then why not do something? So right. We've got a lot of multiples in here, emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual that can be addressed here. And that's a tough proposition.
Yeah, absolutely. I had a client come in a couple of months ago, a young woman, very attractive, and what she presented with was that she couldn't understand why guys were not getting into a serious relationship with her. And when she started to explain to me about what she was like in a relationship, there wasn't anything that she didn't do for them. She bent over backwards. She'd come in. She'd clean their house. She'd cook for them. Of course, she would be, you know, intimate with them as well. She was calling them all the time. She was doing everything. Well, where was the reason for their desire of her? She was doing it all. So they would use her for a while, and then, you know, they would go look for somebody who was going to be more enticing or more, you know, more of a hunt, so to speak. And I don't mean that to be nasty, but she was laying it all out for them on a silver platter, and, you know, there was no interest then for them. Well, when she finally looked at what she was doing and was willing to accept that she was creating that situation, she was able to change it, and her whole relationship situation changed.
Mm-hmm.
But she had to be willing to look at it.
That's right, and I think of something that someone said to me, if you're a doormat, you wear out, and you can always be replaced.
That's exactly right.
So you have these situations, and they're quite interesting. And it, as you said, we are so often indoctrinated by environments that we come up through. To become an individual doesn't mean that you become a jerk, an idiot. It means that you appreciate and respect your own uniqueness and are discriminating about what you choose to participate with, in, and for in life. And the word discrimination has been so violated in many respects because every single person I've ever met in life discriminates. I don't know of one. I don't care who they are on this planet. They're going to discriminate on one level or another, and that is their right as an individual to make that choice.
Well, I think that you have to be most discriminating about yourself.
Mm-hmm. I think that has to be first, because if you're not discriminating, if you do not, like I said, someone once said to me years ago, gee whiz, you're one of the prettiest doormats I ever met. If you want people to wipe their feet all over you, great. Stand up, volunteer. They'll be happy to do that.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that was a kick in my mental can that just, I went, excuse me, what is this? Because it was totally opposite of everything. I can relate to the young lady you were talking about.
Yeah.
Because in many environments, that is what people are taught. Men will be taught it in a certain way, and women will be taught it in a certain way.
Mm-hmm. And especially for this particular young woman, what had happened was because her parents at a young age, for her, were having difficulty, she stepped in and acted like the replacement wife and would do all sorts of things to make her father happy.
Mm-hmm.
And so she just continued that role.
Mm-hmm.
But it was not appropriate that she was doing that.
Yeah, still the little girl.
Yeah.
Still the little girl. Well, this has been absolutely marvelous chatting with you, Karen. And for those of you listening, the publication is Mindfulness in the Art of Choice. Karen Sherman is my guest today. This is a marvelous book to be able to give to someone who is having a challenge and needs what I'd call an easy read. This isn't pseudo-intellectual. It is down-to-earth, good, basic, be aware of yourself. It's true, if you can't be kind to yourself, you can't be kind really to other people. If you can't love yourself, you can't love other people. And if you are not discriminating for yourself, you're just going to be the garbage can for the universe. And trust me, it gets real stinky after a while. And who needs it? Put it in the recycle bin and get rid of what you don't need. This is a marvelous book, Mindfulness and the Art of Choice. Karen, what is your website that people can go to?
www.drkarenshermann.com.
DrKarenSherman.com is the website to go to. And again, thank you for being my guest, Karen, and her book, Mindfulness and the Art of Choice, a very nice gift for someone, male or female, that may need to pay attention to themselves so they can make the changes in their life that they want to make. Donna Sebo here. We're taking a break. Don't forget to go to DrKarenSherman.com. We're taking a break. We'll be back in just a moment. Don't go away.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, TTAP.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717. TTAP.com.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley, framed by high mountains rich in the brown-red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com. That 800 number again, 872-8852.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Telephone lines are open, and I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Here is the toll-free telephone number to call into, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. All I'll need from you is your first name or your initial. Sit back, relax, let me tell you what I perceive, and then after that, you're welcome to ask me a question about anything that you like. Now, I want to bring something up to all of you that are listening that came to my attention this morning when I opened up my emails. There's a client and a friend of mine down in Oregon who sent me this particular link, and I'm going to put it in my next newsletter, which will be coming out the 1st of June. But if you want me to send it to you, then send me an email, because this, and maybe you've gotten it, I don't know. But this is a link to a CBS broadcast that was done about printers that you have. Now, if you're like us, you've gotten a printer, you know, they break down, and you send it out to a recycling place, or you have a place where you can get rid of it, and they pick it up, and they take it away, and you don't think anything about your printer. Well, your printer is a computer. And in this broadcast from CBS, they talked about how, and they showed where it is in the machine. There is a hard drive unit in your printer. Every document that you ever print or copy on your machine is automatically recorded. when that printer is sent out to a facility, refurbish it, they put it back up, these units are often sent out to China, to South America, Africa, India. They're sent to all kinds of places around the world. Anybody who's savvy goes into the computer, takes out that hard drive, they have access to every single piece of data. If you've ever copied your tax forms, it's in there. If you've ever done anything in any way with, you name it, it's right in there. And in this newscast, they had four computers that they had purchased, I believe. It's either three or four. One of them was a computer that had been used by a health system. In the hard drive that they took out, and all of this was documented, files on over 300 patients were made available. Now, this is private information. Anybody gets a hold of it, they have access to anything and everything about you. Whatever you have that has a computerized system, somehow or another, there is a capacity for documentation. Chips in the phones, you name it. So if you have a printer, make sure you take the hard drive out and smash it. Now, apparently there is an erasure procedure that you can get. A CEO of a major equipment manufacturer of computers, he said that the industry had failed to notify the public of the fact that whenever they turned in an old machine, that all of this information was automatically stored in it. I mean, how many of us are going to even think of that? We don't. So it behooves you to be a wise consumer and to understand that this information should never be allowed to go out. Now, apparently, you can get, for $500 more, you can get this special automatic erasure when a document is processed. But how many people are going to pay $500 more? You didn't even know it existed. I didn't know that they had that kind of service available. So be sure that you get in touch with me, and I'll be glad to send you the link on this so you can see it. And this is all documented. And this man who the feature was all about said for years he's been trying to get attention because people don't know. And there were also police departments that they'd just chosen these printers at random. Police departments use this, and they had access to I don't know how many files. So be aware of this. I know we've got a caller on the line, but I cannot emphasize it enough to you. Anything that you use that is computerized, that is going to record everything. So be sure before you turn in anything, whether it's a phone, it's a printer, it's your computer, make darn sure that the hard drive, whatever that process is taken out and smashed. And that includes your printers. Anything. Destroy it. Don't let other people get to it. This is Donna Sebo, 888-815-9756. Let me go to this listener that we have now. Welcome and thank you for waiting. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
First name is Lana, and I'm calling from Vancouver, Washington.
Oh, hi, Lana. Well, do you have sunshine down in Vancouver? We've got it up
here
in Soma.
We have it today. It wasn't supposed to, but it's very nice outside, so that's good.
I agree. Maybe if we huff and puff hard enough, we can send it down to California.
Well, yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Oh, I guess we don't have enough hot air in the state of Washington to send it that far.
Yeah,
I don't
maybe
know.
Not. Maybe not. I don't know.
Okay, Lana, let's get down to business. First thing with you that I'm looking at is a tremendous challenge is right in front of you, and I am seeing you sort of standing back and your arms across your chest, and you're sort of looking and you're watching and you're going, do I really want this challenge? I've done so much work and I've set everything up. Do I really want it? And I said, of course you do. All you need to do is just be patient and do all of the tiny little steps that will enable you to complete what you've started. And you're going to find that, yes, you're going to be tweaking all the way along. There's just no way you can avoid tweaking. But if you pay attention to the detail, you're going to do just fabulously, absolutely fabulously. Don't worry about moving. Don't worry about, you know, adding any more to your debt level. Don't worry about any of that stuff. I want you to stay focused on the bigger picture, because it is that big picture that is just going to be wonderful for you. You're going to find that all of your hard work, all of your effort is going to be rewarded and then some. However, in the process of doing it, it means you're going to have to let go of certain aspects of what you call feeling safe. So it's a little scary. It's a little bit new. You're basically a risk taker, but I think you've had a pretty rough 2 years. So you're sort of being on the side of caution here. Look, dear, you've already paid your dues and then some. You can move ahead. Don't be afraid. You're not going to fall flat on your face. No way. You're going to do just fine. Trust yourself. What question would you like to ask me today?
I have started dating a very, very nice man by the name of Chuck, and I was just wondering how that was going to work.
Relax. Enjoy the process. Don't try to make it into anything at this time. Chuck is a person. He's gone through his roller coasters in life. Everybody goes through them. What you need to really relax about is getting to find out about the man that he really is. And I think I would just more or less cultivate it as a friendship, because this is what's going to enable you to feel comfortable with who he really is, so that you don't try to make him into something that he isn't. Just enjoy the, you know, just enjoy the association.
Okay.
Don't put any reins on yourself or on him.
Do you see it going any further than that?
I wouldn't even stress myself over this. I would like for you to just enjoy this new friendship. I don't know why we women feel that we've got to put things in a box almost immediately. Don't do that. Mm-hmm. You don't like it when people do it to you. Don't do it to him.
Okay.
You don't need to have that kind of a situation. Relax. Enjoy the companionship of a person that you will have the opportunity to find out more about. Take it easy. You're not missing the boat. If you were 5,000 years old, I may think, okay, you could speed it up a little bit, but you're not.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I think also there are some other men that might enjoy having a date with you as well. And I think that you need to make that okay.
Okay.
Trust yourself.
Okay.
All right, my dear. Enjoy.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. This is Donna Sebo. 888-815-9756 is the telephone number to call into. That's 888-815-9756. Well, for those of you who are regular listeners, you know how I adore chocolate. Well, I'm going to have a chocolate recipe for you. So get out that pad of paper and pen. I just think chocolate is such a wonderful thing in life, and I hate for people not to be able to enjoy it. One of the things that I have found is that when you can't enjoy food, when you cannot really enjoy food, I don't mean you sit there and pig out every single day, but food is something that should bring you pleasure in life. And I've got a wonderful, yes, what is this? Oh, it is a Black Forest trifle. Yum. Okay, we've got another caller. Let's go to this caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hello?
How are you?
Hi, dear. I can barely hear you. What's your first name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Janine. I'm calling from North Carolina.
From North Carolina. All right, Janine. Welcome. Now, Janine, I'm going to give you some information, and then I'm going to take a break, and then I'll come back and get your question, okay?
That's fine.
All right. Now, Janine, the first thing that's coming up is a big dollar sign. You've got some issues with money. You're going to be able to resolve them. I would very much like for you to get some good basic, I'll call it training, in how to work with money. And the reason I want you to become educated is that I am looking at you acquiring a nice income in the next 2.5 to 3 years. And I'd like you to be able to leverage that income for yourself through a good savings pattern. And then I'm seeing you being able to invest in a business of your own that is going to work out quite well for you. Now, I know we are going to be going on break, and we'll be coming back in just a minute. I'm talking with Janine in North Carolina. We'll come back in just a moment, and if you'd like to give me a call, the number is 888-815-9756. We'll be right back.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay only $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 1-800-872-8852. That's 1-800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Gedros. Buy it today. 1-800-872-8852.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com. and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. Janine, are you still with me?
Yeah, I am. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderfully, dear. Sorry you've had to wait, but what question do you have for me today?
I'm still in wow status about what you said. I started a life coaching business, training people how to be a coach, and I just got my first client.
Congratulations. Wonderful.
Well, for you to bring up the issue of money, I'm like, wow, I thought you were going to come because I was going to be headed for bankruptcy court or something. I was going to start crying.
Well, don't start crying. Look at it from a positive point. You've gotten your first client. Now, what do you need to do? Again, I really think you need some basic training relative to working with money. And this is not a put-down to you. This is just an awareness of a shift of thinking. So, you know, worst-case scenario, if you feel like you've got to do something in addition and while you're building your practice, then you go ahead and do it. But if you're really out there, I would encourage you to throw in a couple of things into your action pack. One, I'd like for you to make a list of the local organizations, men and women, oriented, male-female orientation. What I want you to do is see who brings in speakers. I'd start with your Chamber of Commerce, and I would say, I'd like to volunteer, and pick a theme and introduce yourself that way. And if you have a little booklet or something you can sell for a dollar or whatever, you know, you can come up with all kinds of ideas. The key is the people in your community need to know about you. And there may be those people sitting out in the audience saying, wow, this is terrific. This woman has such a wonderful story to tell. I think I want to go meet her. And have your business cards ready. That's your greatest, greatest advertising tool is your business card.
Okay. Well, I was calling because I wanted some information about my love life that's non-existent.
Well, let it be non-existent. You pay you pay attention to this, my dear. Stop using that as an excuse to detract you from what it is that you really want to accomplish for yourself. You're going to want to come into a new environment of people. You're going to want to have those men that have a good sense about themselves. Why not put yourself where you really see yourself as being and attracting to yourself the type of person you want as a partner? Give yourself a year or more. Don't worry about this.
Okay.
Pay attention to what really you need to focus on. And that's yourself and doing what you're doing for you.
Thank you so much. As always, you've always been helpful.
Well, I'm so glad. You take care now. And let me know how you do as you go along.
Oh, I will. Thanks.
All right, Janine. You take care now. This is Donna Sebo. We've got another caller on the line waiting. I'm going to try to get her in. And you know that chocolate recipe? Well, we're going to have to give it to you tomorrow. Hi, this is Donna. I know we've got a caller on the line waiting. First caller, hello. First name or initial,
Anita.
Please. And where are you calling
this
from?
Anita. I'm calling from Roanoke, Alabama.
Alabama.
Hello? Roanoke, Alabama.
I'm sorry, dear. We're sort of overlapping. Give me the community again in Alabama. Did you say Raleigh?
Roanoke, Alabama.
Oh, Roanoke. Oh, my
yeah.
goodness. I didn't realize there was another Roanoke. I knew there was a Roanoke in Virginia, but not in Alabama.
Yeah, it's a Roanoke in Alabama.
All right, my dear, let me give you the information I get. First of all, dump the grudge. I do not know what's been eating at you. I don't know the circumstances, but you need to get rid of it because what's happening here, the grudge is interfering with your clear vision of going forward. Now, you're highly intuitive, but you're using your intuitive capacity in a way to undermine you. I want you to turn it around and leverage it so it's going to move you forward. You will need to relocate, but you're going to need to really be honest about yourself and what it is that you are wanting to change. You are a powerful speaker. I'd love to see you become a part of Toastmasters, which is a speaking organization. I'd like you to find out the nearest group and join them so that you can learn how to be comfortable in the way you communicate with other people. I think it will also assist you so that you will be able to articulate. Your mind works so fast that you need to be able to articulate what it is you're trying to communicate. I know we're running out of time here. Do you have a quick question for me? It needs to be real fast.
Yeah, about relationships. Is the guy I'm talking to, is he gonna be the one I marry one day?
I hope not, because he's not too much of anything that I really get excited about. So it's up to you. But I really want you to think about where you want to be and what you want to do, because you really have wanted to change certain things in your life and you feel like you can't. And I think that the person I had on today...
What about What about the location? How do I decide where I want to move to, though? I want to move, but I don't know where.
You're going to have to think it through, hon. I regret I have to stop here because we're out of time. The show is finished, but I'm so grateful for your calling in. And if you can, get the book that we talked about today, because of really mindfulness and the art of choice. It's a very good publication. This is Donna Siebel, and I'm so sorry that I've had to cut my time with Anita Short in Alabama. You're all very special to me, and I so appreciate you being on the air with me and picking up that phone and giving me a call, because that's what my talents are here for. It's my delight to share them with you. Remember, always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Tomorrow we're going to be talking with John St. Augustine, special man, used to work with the Oprah Network. Every moment matters. This is a fine man. He's been a guest on my show before, and I'm delighted to have him back again. We missed him earlier this month because of a busy schedule. We'll be talking with you tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on station number one on bbsradio.com. This is Donna. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Siebel Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Siebel Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.